Earth, sky.
Hydrogen should be a fuel for the car of the future, according to a June 2010 report by the U.S. National Research Council, or NRC. We spoke with Vernon Rohan, who chairs the committee for the NRC on hydrogen cars and fuel.
Eventually, we are going to be forced into some kind of a synthesized fuel economy. And hydrogen is by far the most likely because it's a super fuel. We're going to wind up there because we're going to run out of fossil fuels. It's not going to happen in the next decade, but eventually it's going to happen.
Hydrogen fuel cells work by combining hydrogen and oxygen to produce electricity. The technological problems of doing that efficiently and economically are yet to be solved.
We do recognize that this is a long-term technology, so it's going to take years of continued R&D and a lot of efforts on the part of industry as well as the government.
Rohan said there's still not a good way to carry significant amounts of hydrogen for long distances. And there is the problem of where to get the hydrogen. Today, nearly all hydrogen for cars comes from fossil fuels. But the research is on to get it from wind and solar. And while the costs of making fuel cells remain high, Rohan said they've dropped by 30% in the last 2 years. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.